be able to serve two terms.
Former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley spoke to a concern for many voters.
Let's focus on what it takes to get more cash in the pockets of workers.
Allison Keyes, CBS News.
Former President Trump, of course, was not at the debate. He spent his Wednesday night trying to gain the support of auto workers during a speech he gave at a non-union parts maker in the suburbs of Detroit.
My pledge to every automaker is this: a vote for President Trump means the future of the automobile will be made in America, where it should be.
Negotiators for the union that represents striking television and movie actors will meet on Monday with producers and studios. The two sides released a joint statement Wednesday night. The actors went on strike in July. Time is running out to avoid a government shutdown, says CBS's Scott McFarlane on Capitol Hill.
Social Security checks and Medicare payments continue, but for those who need federal help to afford baby formula and food, that help could get interrupted, too, unless there's a compromise here, but there's not even a hint of it.
Prosecutors in New York were in court yesterday to present evidence they say ties Rex Hureman with one of the so-called Gilgo Beach serial killings on Long Island. Suffolk County DA Ray Tierney says a cheek swab matches the DNA found on pizza crust connected to one of the victims.
The surveillance team had observed the pizza box and were confident that the DNA profile would be consistent with the defendant because he left that material inside the box. And so the buccal swab just erases all doubt.
Huerman's attorney says he wants to see the proof. Philadelphia police have arrested dozens of people in connection with mass lootings Tuesday night. CBS's Meg Oliver is in Philadelphia.
Nationwide, retailers lost $112 billion last year, much of it due to theft. Just this week, Target announced the closure of 9 stores in 4 states due to shoplifting, citing the safety of our team and guests.
And this is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Dive into true crime on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on Forensic Files and Dateline 24/7. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. Accuracy matters, so make Exergen the chosen thermometer for your home and family. Available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time-to-talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Overcast skies overnight with lows around 55. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs around 71. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 53. Mid-70s. Friday, turning much warmer on Saturday with highs in the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Matinere.
Welcome, welcome to Hour 2 of As Goes Wisconsin. Not a new mom yet. We haven't gotten word on whether or not the baby has arrived yet. As soon as we know, we will let you know. Today, Greg Bach, of course, is on the board. He's also co-hosting with me because it's Wednesday, Greg Bach Wednesday. And I'm really excited to talk to our next guest. The Wisconsin DNR tomorrow is holding a celebration to launch a new outdoor wheelchair program. The celebration tomorrow is from 1 to 3 p.m. at Point Beach State Forest in Two Rivers, or Trivers. The new program will bring outdoor wheelchairs to various state-owned properties. So joining us is the DNR Parks and Recreation Management Bureau Director, Steve Schmelzer, to tell us more about it. Good morning, Steve. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Yeah, thanks for having me aboard. How are y'all doing today?
We are great. A little rainy, probably not the best day to head to one of our wonderful state parks, but tomorrow is looking better for the weather. So tell us more about this new effort to encourage more people to get out and enjoy what we have.
Yeah, it's, you know, we're really excited about the rollout of these accessible wheelchairs, track wheelchairs, and a number of others. And so, yeah, it's, you know, we had our first one that came on board at Peninsula State Park earlier this summer. And then this is the second one here at Point Beach State Forest. And then we'll have a third one that'll be coming online at Buckhorn State Park also. And it's, you know, they're great. It gives folks an opportunity to that maybe have mobility concerns or other concerns that they want to be able to get out and recreate and do some of the things that everybody else can do. So that these track chairs are just a great opportunity to get out on the trails and go for a hike, per se, out on the trails and experience some of the things that, you know, able-bodied folks are able to do. So we're super excited about it.
Absolutely. And you must be getting a lot of good feedback about it too. Like you said, I can't imagine the frustration for people who do have mobility issues and knowing we have all of these resources and just not being able to access them. So how do these are pretty fancy wheelchairs, these outdoor wheelchairs.
Yeah, they're really fancy. They're, you know, they have tracks on them, kind of like you know, like a skid steer, almost like a tank kind of track, so that they can traverse, you know, uneven ground and grow up, go up and go down inclines and declines, and they're electric. And so, you know, we're working closely with our local friends groups to help us manage these, you know, checking them out and checking them in and making sure they're upkept in a good manner. So yeah, we're just a lot of different partners that are really come and help us out with this, and, you know, providing those recreational opportunities for some of those folks.
Where are those wheelchairs manufactured, Steve?
The Action, I believe, is in Marshall, Minnesota. I talked with some of the manufacturers from Action about 2 weeks ago. I was out at the National State Park Directors Conference, and we talked about this one that's going to be coming up for Point Beach, and they're super happy that these are rolling out in Wisconsin close to Minnesota. And I said, our hope is that we can get a few more of these out in the landscape and provide additional opportunities across the whole state for citizens to get out and enjoy the properties.
Absolutely. Can you share the price tag for one of those wheelchairs?
They're around $20,000 to $30,000 each, depending upon the different options and those kind of things. So they can be expensive, but that's where our partners have really stepped up. You know, I know the Point Beach one, we had friends of Point Beach, but also Natural Resources Foundation, and then some other private donations. The one that we'll be getting at Buckhorn coming up shortly will be from a program through the National Association of State Park Directors. They put forth, they work with the Wild Bronco Fund, and so we'll be getting that where that one's funded. So just a lot of opportunities, and people are really stepping forward to help us, you know, purchase these and manage them and get them out there for folks to use.
That's wonderful. Steve Schmelzer is our guest. We're talking about the Wisconsin DNR. They're hosting an outdoor wheelchair celebration tomorrow. How is this going to work, Steve, for people who want to sign up to use one of these chairs? I'm assuming there's a registration form or something?
Yeah, there's typically they're handled through the Friends groups, and you know, each location might have just a little bit different. You can go on the Peninsula one, you can go on their website and then, you know, reserve it on there. I think it's in 2-hour blocks, and then, you know, you can show up and check it out and then take it out. And then Point Beach will be doing something very similar to that. And then Buckhorn would be another one. You know, unique one with the Buckhorn one, it's also going to be up forthcoming, is we also have an accessible cabin there. So that folks are able to rent out, and we have an accessible kayak that's there too. So all these different options just provide some great opportunities for folks coming to use those facilities to get out on the landscape or get out on the water or just do some of those things that everybody likes to do.
Absolutely. And I was going to ask you about the cabins. Is that the only one we only have one right now that's in that program, the accessible cabin?
We have 10 across the state. We have two more primitive ones, and we have 8 would be considered more modern cabins and those are extremely popular. Those, you know, there's application that they send in for those, and they're pretty much booked up, I'd say almost 100% of the time, just because they're so popular.
Well, and I would think even for someone who's very elderly, that would be a great option for them. Just because you're old doesn't mean you don't want to be outside in nature.
Yeah, absolutely. I know, you know, one of the first ones was at Mirror Lake State Park, and that's, it's got an interesting history. My father was part of Telephone Pioneers, and they were associated with AT&T and stuff, and they would go out and primarily work on accessibility projects. And so they helped build one of those first cabins up at Mirror Lake State Park. And so and that's about when I started with State Park, so it would have been about 30 years ago.
Wow. Wow. So your family is a long lineage of trying to make things better and more accessible. That's great.
Yeah. And we have some great staff that, you know, I used to work closely with Antoinette Gilpatrick. She was one of the first accessibility coordinators that, you know, we worked closely with. And now we have Nick Zelski is another great guy to work with. And Deanna Sell in our facility and lands Bureau is also great as far as working on all these just different accessibility projects and different things that we're adding. You know, besides the track, you know, wheelchairs, we have beach wheelchairs.
Those are cool. Can you describe what that is?
Yeah, they're not a motorized version, but they have like a bigger tire, you know, like almost like a flotation kind of tire. And then it's easy for, you know, for somebody to kind of push along the beach. And so we have, gosh, I want to say we have about a dozen of those. They're out on the properties, and probably about half a dozen of those we just added this past year. So, you know, we have a lot of beaches, so it'd be great to continue to roll more of those out as in the track chairs. And we have that, we have a new grit wheelchair. The grit wheelchair is operated by, it's like pumping like levers versus, you know, rolling, you're having your hands on the wheels of a wheelchair. And so those can be very useful also. Again, non-motorized for those, but, you know, you have to have a little bit more strength to do those. But again, they're super helpful for folks that want to get out on the landscape. And that's going to be at a Kettle Moraine State Forest. So yeah, there's a lot of different opportunities. We, we always recommend to visitors to, you know, check out the department website, and there's an Open the Outdoors link on there, and they can, it'll list all the different attributes and all the different recreational equipment and locations where it's at. And so you can kind of come up with a plan. You know, we always say, hey, you know, check in first, make sure that, you know, that the stuff is, you know, somebody doesn't have it checked out or whatever, but, you know, you can take a, do an adaptable kayak. You want to take, you know, one of these wheelchairs, track chairs, just a lot of different options for folks. And we continue to add more, and I want to continue to add a lot more in the future.
Well, again, obviously it's being really well received, and there are a lot of people who take advantage of this. So that's terrific. I'm very excited by all of this this progress and the potential to continue expanding things like this. And it's just good for, it's good for Wisconsin. It's good for our residents. It's good for the soul. So where is the best website for people to get all of this information?
Yeah, I would go to the Department of Natural Resources website, and there's a state park link on there. And then you could even search Open the Outdoors, and that'll take you right to the list of the properties who have all this equipment.
And that includes the more easily accessible cabins and things like that.
Yes.
I assume that there are there ramps and there wheel, you know, wider widths for a wheelchair to maneuver?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they have, you know, lifts and all sorts of, you know, the kitchens are all accessible, and they're really nice. They're again, those have been extremely popular. And, you know, like I said, we have 10 of them. I'd like to have 50 of them, because they would get, you know, they would get used every single weekend and most days during the week too.
Well, if you have a family member or a close friend or someone else who could use one of these special wheelchairs or anything like that, we will get the link up in the show notes to the Wisconsin DNR and the state park links, and then all of the other things that you need to know, how to sign up for this, how this is all going to work. Steve Schmelzer, it has been really a pleasure talking to you. He is the DNR Parks and Recreation Management Bureau Director. And tomorrow, if you're in the area, Point Beach State Forest in Two Rivers, from 1 to 3, they're going to be launching that new outdoor wheelchair program. So check it out. And make sure you check out the website. And again, we'll get it up on the show notes, all the applicable links, so you can find what you need. Steve Schmelzer, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for the opportunity to talk with you all. And yeah, any opportunity you have to come out to Wisconsin State Parks or Forests or Trails, take advantage of it.
So all right. Thanks. Thank you, Steve. Get outside. Go do it. After the break, we're talking babies. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
As Goes Wisconsin. I am Jane Matinere filling in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. That song by Player, and I don't know if many people know this, but Ron Moss, who was an actor on the soap opera Young and the Restless, was the bass player in that band.
Oh my God.
I know.
You nerd.
I know, right? It's just, why do I know this? I don't know.
Oh my good gravy. Just wanted a really cool thing from the last segment. We got a text from the 715. Hello, I'm Kristen's aunt by marriage. My daughter Ella uses a power chair, so I'm thrilled to hear what the DNR is doing to make things more accessible. Can't wait to hear baby news.
Oh, that's awesome. We can't wait to hear baby news either.
Yeah. Yeah.
And again, we are literally waiting.
Patiently.
Patiently. And I texted her yesterday. I haven't called her.
I was going to text her, and then it was when I realized what time it was. I'm like, she's going to be up early, and I don't want to wake her up, and I don't want to. So I just, but then she messaged me last night.
Oh, she did?
Late. Don't look at me. And so I sent her a message saying, hey, good. I didn't want to say good luck. I don't know the thing I said good luck, but I said, be awesome, be amazing. I love you and Mike a lot. You know, just, and then she's like, love you too.
I'm
like,
that's nice. Yeah, she texted me yesterday and said, well, I cleaned out my freezer. Like, I don't know what to do with myself. She said, I don't know what to do with myself.
I mean, I aside from advice Dr. Lyerly has given her in the past couple weeks, I don't either, and I'm not going to get involved. So,
well, and speaking of, Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be with us tomorrow for our public cervix announcement.
Right.
And I do want to ask her about immediately after you give birth.
Yeah.
What that process is like and for the mom.
Yeah, of course.
How do you feel? And I'm sure there are areas that are very sore.
And I can even ask, what are good steps for the other parent?
Yes.
The non-birthing parent to do, like psychologically, mentally, all those things they can do to possibly help, whether it's just bringing snacks, petting the forehead, or just waiting on them hand and foot.
Or going away.
Or going away. I mean, like, in all honesty, I know a lot of women who had children, and they've told me in confidence, I'm not going to go into details or names, but, you know, the seriousness of postpartum life. And
for sure,
it's important to know that, understand it, know it's okay,
yes,
and that you're not alone.
No, you are not alone. It's very, very common. We've talked to Dr. Lyerly about that before, and there are more options now.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you are suffering from postpartum depression, there are some options that we would highly encourage you to seek out.
I always like to go back to what Tom Cruise said: just take a walk.
Tom Cruise. That's where you get your advice.
Well, don't you remember that long time ago, Brooke Shields talked about postpartum depression, going on medication, doing the steps. And because
he jumped on her because he's a Scientologist.
Yeah. Cause he's like, you should just go for a walk around the block.
That's so like a man.
More great words from men. Yeah,
there's a segment right there, Greg Buck.
more great
advice from men.
We'll write that down. That's happening.
Oh,
that's happening.
For sure.
I will make a jingle and everything.
One other thing that we want to do once Kristen does have the baby is when we get the okay and share the name. Because that is not widely known.
No.
And we think we know, but even we're not 100% sure. But once we know for sure and get the okay, we're going to play a little game trying to give hints.
Yes.
And then whoever guesses first will win a fabulous and highly sought after WAUK t-shirt.
Yes, indeed.
I know.
We got a comment on the Facebook live stream. It just says, my name is Steph. Well, I want to say this, Steph. Hello.
Hello, Steph. Is that in reference to Kristen's relation?
Possibly. I have no idea. So if that's Aunt Steph, hello, Aunt Steph. If it's not, hello, Steph.
Yes, hello, Steph. We're glad you're listening. That's wonderful. Also, Steve from Milwaukee texted in about 11 minutes ago, and I just want to share it. This has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Voss has to go. Lemmy Hugh has to go. Van Orden has to go. Fitzgerald has to go. Tiffany has to go. Grothman has to go, Nodal has to go, and Ron Johnson has to go. And this whole Brewer funding deal stinks. Josh Call needs to get off his butt and protect democracy. Michigan did it. Arizona did it. Pennsylvania did it. And now he needs to do it.
Steve from Milwaukee coming in spicy.
Coming in strong.
I feel very radio when I do that. Making spicy.
Spicy, yes. All right, when we come back, because we're coming up against the break, there is a new trend in Brazil. I saw this article this morning and it just kind of grabbed me. For men's barbershops. And I very much want to know, for the men in our audience, if this is appealing to you, if you see the value in this, and if so, why?
Well, as a former barber, I have a...
Oh, you were... That's right.
Yeah.
You have an entirely different insight into this.
Yeah, I mean, there's choosing the words wisely. But yeah, We'll be talking about it.
Yeah. You got you want to be careful with those scissors.
Oh, absolutely.
That's for sure. Yes. And going back, if you have questions for Dr. Lyerly, who will be here tomorrow, feel free to text him. Feel free to email him. You can send him to asgoswisconsin@civicmedia.us. And we always have a list of topics that we like to cover with Dr. Lyerly. So if you have questions, doesn't have to be baby related, doesn't have to be women's health issue related, just anything and everything, just check it out. Send it to asgoeswisconsin.com. All right, we're going to be back after the break. The news is next. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin, and you're listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I was wrong, and I just can't live.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America.
I joined the Navy to serve my country as a Navy SEAL. While parachuting with my platoon, my parachute didn't open. And I broke my neck. It left me paralyzed. Paralyzed Veterans of America was by my side from that moment on.
Since 1946, Paralyzed Veterans of America has kept a promise to our wounded veterans. We will never leave a fallen comrade behind.
Thanks to PVA, paralyzed veterans are getting specialized medical care and treatments. The benefits they've earned, the jobs they want, and the accessible vehicles and homes they need.
I just don't think my family would be as happy as they are without the support that I received from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
To learn more, go to PVA.org today.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies overnight with lows around 55. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Highs around 71. Tomorrow, cloudy skies. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 53. Mid-70s Friday, turning much warmer on Saturday with highs in the low 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
Wisconsin. I'm Jane Madmere in for Kristen Ryan. Greg Bach on the board and also co-hosting today because it's Greg Bach Wednesday. Baby Watch, we were just saying we have not heard anything from Kristen yet. And as soon as we do, we will let you know. But I did want to share one text that came in from the 541. Jane, how over the moon will you be when you find out they named their little girl Jane?
Aww.
That's so, it's not going to happen.
But
I know. It's not going to happen. And that's... I would be very surprised, and I have absolutely no expectation.
No.
There are people who have been in her life a whole lot longer than me.
Now, do I expect them to name her Greg? Yes.
You think that's a possibility?
Absolutely.
Jane Greg?
Absolutely.
Jane Greg Bry? Bry Sampson?
Bry Sampson?
Bry Sampson? Maybe not. No, but as soon as we find out, again, we will let you know, and then we'll play a game with the baby name and all that stuff, and we'll have wonderful and fabulous prizes. So here's what I want to know. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. This article I stumbled across this morning on Vice. The rise of the nudist barbershop. And no, it's not about sex. Beards, hair, mustaches, not a piece of clothing in sight. It's a concept some Brazilian barbershops and salons are offering their customers where you can get your hair done while wearing nothing but your birthday suit. Supporters say this is not a fad. It's a quiet, laid-back alternative to the macho atmosphere of typical male grooming spaces. So there are currently four nudist hair salons spread across Brazil, each with their own distinct style. A lot of businesses are trying to copy our name to get more clients, says Arujo, Rodney Arujo in Sao Paulo. With 8 employees offering multiple services, the male beauty salon offers a range of treatments. The point of the salon, according to this owner, is to spread the practice of nudism far beyond beaches and campsites into urban spaces. Because of the high demand, his salon's opening hours go until 2 a.m. You were a barber.
I was.
You were a barber.
Yep.
Would you characterize barbershops as a typical macho male grooming space area?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
And how is it, in what way is it macho?
It's a lot of bloviating, a lot of chest pounding. It can be like, I mean, not to say it's like this all the time, but there are moments where guys come in there and they're trying to be the thing. They're trying to be the A number one, the alpha. They're trying to talk the loudest, tell the dumbest stories, tell things you're like, that didn't happen to you. I mean, I have so many memories of so many guys who came through. They're trying to hold court and talk about, like, you know,
all the women,
all the ladies, or the drinking, or the money,
car,
the money,
car,
or the car, or whatever. It's like, cool. That'll be $26, please. Thank you very much.
It's a lot and go away.
Yeah, I mean, there's macho attitude if it's a predominantly male space. That level of machismo will come out. There's some toxicity that can come out.
I bet.
But, you know, I mean, if you have relatively cool people working there, they kind of control the space too. And there's really nothing you can do about it. You can't put up a sign saying, like,
No bloviating.
Because most guys be like, what does that mean? But yeah. Now, do I think that nude tonsillarianisms?
What does that mean?
I reword that. It has to do with hair.
Okay.
But I don't think that was actually a word. I just reworked it.
Okay.
But do I think that this is a solution? I honestly don't know. I think that if you are the type of person who is comfortable with your body and doesn't mind walking around this way, definitely. Absolutely. And also, if you find those traditional, typical spaces to be too much, go somewhere where it feels more comfortable. And if I know a lot of men who prefer going to salons that are predominantly women because the energy is just different. I can't say it's better because I'm not there, but it's
different.
Just different. And I get that as well.
And I have never had this insight before because I guess I just never envisioned how different a barbershop, the vibe would be within a barbershop as compared to a salon. Because at least in my experience, women go to their hairstylist to complain.
Oh.
About your boyfriend, about your job, about your husband, about your kids, about whatever. It's more of a therapy session as she's cutting your hair as opposed to a bragging session.
Oh, I mean, Jane, I've got news for you. Men get their hair cut in barbershops to complain.
Do they?
About their girlfriends, about their wives, about their partners, about their kids, about their jobs. They're
same
doing
thing.
The exact same thing as women are doing. There's no, it's just a different setting. There's different lighting, essentially.
Oh, there's different lighting. True.
And I'm a firm believer that your hair experience should be like, if you are a believer in therapy, should be like a therapy experience where you should go to the person you feel most comfortable with. And I know so many people who are like, I can't leave my barber. I can't leave my salon.
Oh, for stylist. Sure.
Why not? Well, because I've been with them for so long. And I'm like, well, do you enjoy the experience? Do they do what you want them to do? Not always. Well, then leave them. They don't deserve your money. They don't deserve your time. And frankly, if they're any sort of professional, they understand. There are tons of clients who never came back to me because for whatever reason, they didn't like the experience. They moved. They found a different place. There's many reasons. There's a couple of them where I was bummed because I didn't see them anymore.
Right.
But at the end of the day, that's their decision. I was nothing controlling over that. And I don't see nude barbershops and or salons taking off in Wisconsin. So I'm sorry, listeners. I don't think you'll have that option unless you go to your buddy's house and then, you know, do your thing. Live your life.
844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Is this something that appeals to you? Do we need nude barbershops? Do we need nude hair salons? Texture says, I will keep my clothes on. Thank you very much. First, I don't like the loose hairs on what exposed skin I already have. Second, I don't care to have my shoes off when I'm not in bed, let alone the rest of my clothes.
That's a hard pass for the 541. Hard pass. I mean, that's the thing is, like, and that you have to be of a certain comfort level to be around.
Oh, absolutely.
I would never do that.
No, I wouldn't either.
And not because, well, no, because I'm not comfortable with myself in that sense. And I'm willing to admit that. But hey, good on those who can do it. I mean, the Vice article definitely provided pictures.
There were some.
There were pictures. Mm-hmm. And it said right up in the article, it said this is not about sex. And
right.
You know, this is just about, you know, being happy, being open. And I love that. What I did find interesting, though, is that one line that said he has 12 appointments a week, which has allowed him to quit his job. Like, if I had 12 appointments, that would be 2 days.
I was going to say, that's how long are these sessions?
Yeah. Are these like an hour long? Are you charging like $100 a client? I mean, maybe that's the thing. Maybe that's the thing for that experience. You have to pay more. But when he said 12 clients a week, I'm like, I would love to be able to quit my jobs if I had 12 clients a week.
No kidding. I mean, the average haircut can't take you more than an hour. Well, I would think an hour is a lot.
When I was cutting hair, I would say the longest haircut it would be with everything from start to finish would be maybe 40 minutes.
Right.
And that's with a beard trim, a hot towel, and taking their money. Most haircuts would take me about 25, 30 minutes.
Yeah. It's not that long of a process.
No, but hey, but that's the thing is people will pay.
True.
And for that little moment, that little respite, get your money.
Well, again, though, I will go back to if he's getting by on just 12 appointments a week, then I do question whether this is not about sex.
Okay.
Doesn't that make you raise an eyebrow?
Not really, no, because honestly, in Brazil, where they're living, it might be a cost of living difference.
I suppose.
And one person's cost of living is different than, I have no idea how that life is.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna make the assumption of that. So.
Well, okay. Scooter from Wauwatosa checking in. Jane, don't bash it until you try it.
I'll bash it all I want. And I won't try it.
Scooter, I'm with Greg. I don't like looking at my own naked body. I certainly wouldn't want anyone else looking at my naked body. Good God, no. 844-967-2789. Greg, how about opening a barbershop where you cut hair and cut jokes?
That's a barbershop.
Comedy barbershop.
Oh, yeah. The barbershop I worked at, we used to have a comedy show there.
You did?
Yep.
Not while you were cutting hair.
No, it was on Sundays. It was called the Cold Pizza Comedy Show. And we would have pizza and we would have fun. It would be great.
So, I can see where that would be popular.
I think we got a call coming through.
Excellent. 844-967-2789. Good morning. Is this Rich? Hello?
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 Is this Ben?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Ben. How are you doing?
Hi. I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Good, thank you. We are clothed. How are you?
I'm good. I am too. I gotta go to work. About nude hair salons, I think guys would pay for anything, really. I mean, if there's a good-looking woman cutting a guy's hair, they pay for it. I mean, same thing with women. If the guys are, you know, built, I mean, I don't see a problem with it, though, but, you know, each was owned. But I've been going to... ever since I was a kid, my mom took me to a Curves salon. I've been going to the salon because I prefer women touching my head. I like the deep nail scalp massage. You know, when they massage your hair, if they're really good at it,
yep.
It's fantastic. So, I mean, and I'm very particular who cuts my hair because I get attached to the gal who does it. I had one that was, I was living in the Falls at the time. She had a minor stroke after I moved. And it took me forever to find somebody back because I just like, I don't know who, and you know, it was just so hard.
It's a relationship. You develop, if it's good, if it's good, then you develop a relationship with your right. stylist. You really do.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, thanks for the call, Ben. We appreciate you calling.
Thanks a lot, Ben.
He's right. Now, in the article, Ben, and for everyone listening, these are men cutting men's hair.
Yes. Now, there are no women involved.
Yeah. But also there is something to be said about that. The amount of times that people would come in and say, I've been looking for somebody and I can't find anything. And when you give them that haircut and you see the look in their eyes, when they look at themselves in the mirror and you realize you did it, that feels really good.
I bet it does.
Because it takes a lot of trust. I mean, people will accept really junky haircuts because they feel like they have no choice.
Or they don't want to say anything.
Exactly. And they're like, I don't have time to, you know, this is, you know, but no, you shouldn't, don't settle for less, especially when it comes to your hair.
And you can break up with your stylist if you feel you need to.
Yep. And don't be upset if their stylist breaks up with you. That's happened as well.
Have you broken up with what, a client?
I've never done it, but I've told my bosses that at the time that if the person came in again, I would refuse to cut their hair.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That bad.
We did not see eye to eye on many things. I felt them to be a toxic human. I felt them to be almost like criminally toxic, and I couldn't handle that sort of behavior, and I didn't like it.
Well, boy, you get 86 from your hair salon. You really screwed up.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We're going to move on. We have a break coming up. And then when we come back, David Drake, UW Madison. What's that you say? Flamingos in Wisconsin? Yes, flamingos in Wisconsin. That's on the way. Don't go away. You're listening to Ask Us Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
To As Goes Wisconsin, our final break before we turn it over to the top of the hour news and then town call starting at 12:15. Right now, though, Greg Bach is on the board and my co-host today, Greg Bach Wednesday. And I'm very excited to have our next guest back again. We spoke not that long ago about the Roseate Spoonbill showing up in Wisconsin. And when I saw the story over the weekend that now we have flamingos showing up here, I emailed him at the last minute Sunday night, and it's like, I need you. So I'm delighted. And Greg has his own nickname for you, but let me just introduce you. David Drake is a professor and the Extension Wildlife Specialist at UW Madison. David, thank you so much for joining us again.
Well, thank you for having me on. Always fun to talk about unusual birds.
What, Greg, tell him what you call him.
I now refer to you as Jane's birder boyfriend. She was so happy.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Oh!
Now I have competition.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, God, I am wounded. Not at all. No, I had so much fun the last conversation that we had, and I just find it fascinating. And obviously a lot of other people find it fascinating because people were flocking to Port Washington. I had to. To see these flamingos. So, David, what do we know about this?
Well, Florida continues to send us their birds, apparently.
even the birds are fleeing Florida.
Yeah, even the birds are fleeing Florida. We'll leave the political discussion off the board for that. Yeah, it's unusual. Obviously, it's been a very unusual birding year. We had a painted red start here in the spring, which is a bird from the southwestern part of the United States. We've had the roseate spoonbills up here, and now we've got flamingos. And this is the first time anybody has on record of flamingos in Wisconsin. And they showed up, three adults and two juvenile, apparently. The thought is that they were blown off course or blown up here with Hurricane Adelia back at the end of August, as Hurricane Adelia kind of moved its way up the eastern coast of the United States, because flamingos were seen in kind of Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, Pennsylvania. And so states had kind of been monitoring them as they were being blown north. And it's not unusual for birds to get blown off course, especially during migrations, for example. Flamingos don't necessarily migrate, but other birds do. But during migrations, birds can get blown off course and then find themselves well outside of their normal range. And that seems to be the case here. And flamingos are just a cool bird. You know, even people who don't know much about birds or don't know much about wildlife, everybody recognizes a flamingo because they're pink. They've got that kind of cool looking bill and they stand on one leg.
Yeah.
And what more do you need to know?
Well, right. And it's not like they're innocuous and you're going to miss them. You
right,
know,
exactly.
And especially five of them. And
yes. That
just sounds, it sounds like the plot for a Chevy Chase movie, that a family of five flamingos, you know, is flying to their vacation spot and they
right. Get
blown off course and they end up not at Wally World, you know, or something
right.
like that.
Or maybe he's the groundskeeper of the golf course. You know,
yeah, right.
Yeah.
So what will happen next? I mean, obviously, this is not their climate. They can't
right. Survive
here. Do they stick around until it starts getting chilly and then go back south?
Yeah, that's a really good question. The last I checked, while they were seen, we should let the listeners know, they were first seen at Port Washington.
Right, on Friday.
Of Lake Michigan, right, on Friday. And the last I checked, they were seen in Adams County on the Wisconsin River, and Adams County is in the central part of the state. So they seem to be moving around a little bit. And we are at the beginning of bird migration right now. So we'll have a lot of birds starting to fly south, and they'll fly south down to Texas, Florida, things like that, including sandhill cranes and some of the larger wading birds, like the great blue herons and other birds like that. And so it is possible that these flamingos will start working their way south, especially as the cold weather starts setting in and daylight starts lessening, that they'll figure out that they might be in the wrong place. And hopefully they'll get in with a flock of birds that are heading south, and we'll kind of get them back on course.
Yeah, don't take them to Canada. That,
right.
That would be bad.
Yeah,
if you're just joining us, David Drake is a professor and the Extension Wildlife Specialist at UW-Madison, and we are talking about the flamingo sighting that was Friday in Port Washington, and now, as David just said, apparently in Adams County. These migrations that happen are really massive, and it happens every year.
Yep.
And kind of goes unnoticed, but we're talking about an enormous number of birds on the move, right?
Millions and millions and millions and millions of birds, yes. And we have different flyways in the United States. So we have a flyway down the East Coast, a flyway down kind of the central part of the state, down the mountain part of the, central part of the United States, mountain part of the United States, West Coast. And so we're in the central flyway. And birds typically will migrate north, south. They'll follow major coastlines, river bodies, things like that. And so, yes, and most birds fly at night, so we don't see them. But if you're interested in this, you can go just Google or search on the web for BirdCast, BIRDCAST, and you can watch the migration, bird migration through weather radar, essentially, is what how they're tracking the birds.
Cool.
And it's really, really cool to see.
David, you have made Jane's day.
Well, that's like the last time we had you on, and you told me about that app where you can actually hold up your phone and get the bird song, and it will identify it for you. Remind us again what the name of that app is, too.
Yep, the app is called Merlin, M-E-R-L-I-N, and Merlin's a type of raptor. It's a free app you can download, and just as if you were trying to identify a song that you might be hearing in a barn, you can use Shazam. Merlin does the same thing, but instead of identifying the song, it identifies the bird singing that you hear, and is a very, very cool app and another way to get people outside. And especially nowadays, people are so attached to their electronics. This is a wonderful way to combine what we always have in our right or left hand while we're being outside.
You can get your kids outside that way.
Absolutely. Yep. And we stress that all the time.
Yep. That's great. Well, David Drake, it's always such a pleasure. The next time some bird lands in our lap, you know, I'm going to call you.
You know, I'm more than just birds, Jane.
Ooh, problems in Birderville.
Well, now that I know you have all these other birder girlfriends, I guess we'll have to reevaluate our relationship.
I'm not cheap.
Oh, that was great. David Drake, so much fun. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Have a good rest of your day.
You as
Bye-bye.
Well.
Thanks.
And if you want to check out the show notes after the show, we will get those, the BirdCast up there. We will get the Merlin link up there. So if you want to download a couple of those, you can do that and get involved in the birding world, you guys. I swear to God, it's more fun than you think. Look at Greg. He's not buying it. Anyway, that does it for us. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you for texting. Thank you for watching. Above all, thank you for listening. We will be back with you tomorrow morning starting at 10 a.m. Stay right here. The news is coming up next. This is As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, well, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day, or still
going to
give it all I can, or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Seven Republican presidential candidates had harsh words for each other and President Biden last night.
In a debate on the Fox News Channel, the candidates discussed the UAW strike and whether President Biden should have walked the picket line. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott.
He should be on the southern border working to close our southern border because it is unsafe.
Both Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie took aim at Trump for skipping the debate and not addressing his record.
He put $7 trillion on the debt. He should be in this room to answer those questions.
Allison Keyes, CBS News.
The debate was held at the Reagan Presidential Library in California, and this breaking news just in, Travis King, the American soldier who crossed into North Korea from South Korea 2 months ago and was released by North Korea yesterday, is now back in the U.S. He has landed in San Antonio, Texas. The House Oversight Committee will hold its first hearing of the Republicans' impeachment inquiry of President Biden later today. Republicans are trying to link the president to his son Hunter's international business dealings, says CBS News legal analyst.